Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. It's meet and greet time. Kelly is our meet and greet contestant today. She's never called this program before. She's been listening for 4 years. Hello, Kelly. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Nice to meet you and talk to you. I've met you before, though.
Oh, we have met. Where did we meet?
We've met at the comedy show in High Point, and then also you were at High Rock Outfitters here in Winston-Salem.
Yes. Kristen was there.
Yeah,
I remember that very, very well. Yeah.
It's a cool store.
That is a cool store.
Kristen told me I should be do a voiceover because he liked my voice. So.
Yes.
It was nice.
She does have a great voice.
You do.
You can hear it.
What did I say to her? I was probably hiding.
Here's a sticker. Leave.
I was wearing a Wordle shirt from a race.
Oh, that's right. Your Wordle. I know you. Your Wordle shirt. I remember your Wordle shirt because I do Wordle every day. And yesterday was
wow. Weird flex.
Yeah. Wow.
I remember your shirt because I do it.
Yesterday was very challenging, by the way. Yesterday was one of the more, I can't remember what it was, but it was
spunk.
It was unbelievable. It was not spunk. And it was a very, very challenging word. It had a K in it, I'm wanting to say. I can't remember.
Kelly, do you play every day, Wordle?
Oh, I don't. It was from a race that I was in, so it was filling out a brewery nearby.
Oh, that's clever.
It was clever. I've seen people dress as a Wordle for Halloween. We've had our trunk or treat here, and it's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. I mean, back when it was really, when it was really popular, first coming on the scene.
Right.
You know what? Biggie says that you work in social media. Have you heard of something called Facebook? I'm recently
just
getting
found it.
I just found it. I'm all over it all the time. What do you do in social media?
So I do almost everything you can imagine social media marketing. Right now I'm representing a pizza chain that's growing from California to Utah.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to be at Checkers and Rallies, and I was head of Krispy Kreme social media. So I love food.
Wow.
Is this something you do, Kelly, from your home, your office, or do you travel?
I used to travel, but right now I'm doing it all from home. And I also work with a luxury men's brand, more of accessories for travel. A government organization, too, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, listen, if TikTok were to shut down, how would that impact your world? Would it be horrible?
No, it actually would not be. I mean, there's so many great things about TikTok, but I think a lot of people have learned to pivot, and now Instagram's, like, even stronger, and Reddit. And so I think it would be okay, but I think a lot of content creators would be kind of sad about it.
So if you gave us some advice, like, let's say we wanted to have a really great social media presence, whether it be X or Instagram or any of the ones, Reddit. What would be your advice if you're just really getting started and want this, our radio program to be better in social media?
I would say one of the best things, people like having access and they like having like a behind the scenes. And I know you all have been on YouTube and things like that,
mm-hmm.
but I think opportunities to get kind of like versus stage, just having something that's more like raw and like maybe an interview or something candid or something you're not going to hear on air.
Yeah.
I would say just having those little nuggets make more people intrigued.
Okay.
All the things that make you uncomfortable.
Right.
Chris yeah. Kelly.
Yeah. I've always hidden from it.
They want to see your home.
Oh, God.
Yeah, do a get ready with me.
Oh, get ready.
Yeah, they want to see a get ready with you.
In the morning?
I got to walk 10 minutes to the car.
Are you still on your property? I am.
And open the gates and all that.
Yeah.
We don't want to see that.
Wave to the gatekeeper.
Drive over
the guard.
No, we can't have any of that.
Lift the moat.
You know what I thought about doing? This was an idea we had a few months ago. Was every day at right before, like 5 minutes before we start, I'd take a shot of the grid, a little video of the grid that we have, and then my walk down the hall, Chris Dim's walk down the hall. But I couldn't figure out how to flip the camera. I couldn't figure out how to pivot it well enough. We're still working on it.
You know, that might actually make good content.
Well, there you have it. We're thinking outside the box.
Do you find, Kelly, in your work that, let's say, Krispy Kreme versus the men's travel accessories, do you mix up their social media differently depending on the target?
It would be totally different, yeah, because Krispy Kreme's more occasion-based and celebrating and just everything in life that's fun. So men, it's celebrating also occasion, and it's a lifestyle brand, but it's like accomplishments that you're dreaming of and where you want your soul to go. So it's kind of like that versus treating yourself for like after a workout or whatever you've done.
My God.
She's good.
Hire this woman. Why? She ought to be working for us.
Did you think
we can't afford her?
Just can't afford her. She's so good.
Did you think you'd do this when you were a young lady?
Well, it was actually funny. I was recruited to be a news reporter in college, so I knew I was going to be something in some sort of media. Mm-hmm. And now I'm actually auditioning for FIFA to be behind-the-scenes media for them. So we'll see how that goes.
Good for you.
Wow. Have you ever heard of BET?
I'm doing a there's a channel called BET. Some call it BET. I call it BET, whatever. I don't know if it's going to take off. It sounds like you really like your job. Do you love it?
I'm very passionate about it. I love it more than anything. Yeah.
Good for you. I can hear it. Good for you.
She's trying out for FIFA, and you're like, you should work here.
I said,
do our Facebook.
You want to do our Facebook.
You want to do our Facebook.
Well, I'm trying to make inroads.
But to be fair, the FIFA is a volunteer role, but it's a lot of fun. It's super exciting.
Well, Biggie's a volunteer role. Look at BB Shay's check. Tell me it's not volunteer.
Yeah.
That's right.
Would they send you to World Cup?
God, that'd be awesome.
Games?
That'd be cool.
So it gets me ready. It's the World Club Cup, and it's coming to Charlotte and to many different cities across the country from June to July, and there's four big appearances, and one of them's the Real Madrid's coming to Charlotte, and so it's just going to be wild.
Yeah. Oh, that's huge.
They have 7 million followers. Yeah.
Good for you.
Great.
Dang, I hope you get it. I hope you get it. Who's your favorite member of this program? Yeah.
It's Biggie, but I love you all.
Well, that's
You're all
nice.
Great.
That's
You're all so nice. Much fun.
Look, we met her. Kristen was real nice. She got a Wordle shirt. What did she say? Biggie. Biggie is her favorite. You heard what he said about Spunk? And he's like, yeah, all that. All of that.
But I also gave Biggie life advice the last time I saw him. It was about his knee. And I told him to take vitamin A and D. And I have no idea why I just decided to say these things, but that's what I do.
I like that you do.
Yeah. That's what put my heart out of rhythm.
And you're her favorite?
Yeah. No. You hadn't been taking vitamin A and D, have you?
Who told you? Who told you that?
A lady in a Wordle shirt?
You're listening to Wordle Lady?
Yeah.